Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fueling Male Fertility Nutrition and Lifestyle Guidance for Men Trying to Conceive by Lauren Manneker, MS, RD, is a short. Is a evidence-based health and nutrition guide focused on male reproductive health, rather than treating fertility as a topic centered only on women. The book argues that male lifestyle choices can meaningfully affect conception outcomes and deserve direct attention. It is written for men who are trying to conceive, whether or not they have a diagnosed fertility problem, and for couples who want a more balanced understanding of the factors involved in fertility. Drawing on peer-reviewed research, the book translates scientific findings into practical guidance on eating patterns, nutrient intake, and everyday habits that may support sperm quality and overall reproductive function. Its purpose is not to promise cures, but to help breeders make informed, realistic changes that align with current nutrition science and fertility counseling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, male fertility as a shared responsibility in conception. One of the book's most important ideas is that fertility should not be treated as a female-only issue. Manneker frames male reproductive health as an essential part of the conception process and addresses a common gap in public discussion, where most fertility advice is directed at women. This shift matters because it changes how couples think about preconception. Planning the male partner is not a passive bystander, but someone whose nutrition and lifestyle can influence sperm parameters that matter for conception. By emphasizing this shared responsibility, the book encourages earlier awareness and more balanced decision-making. The practical value of this approach is that it can reduce the tendency to place all fertility-related effort on one partner while leaving male health habits unchanged. The book, therefore, functions both as an educational resource and as a corrective to a long-standing imbalance in fertility guidance. Secondly, nutrition strategies grounded in peer-reviewed fertility research. The book is built around evidence-based nutrition recommendations rather than broad wellness advice. Manneker draws on scientific studies to explain how certain dietary patterns and nutrients have been associated with better male fertility markers, especially sperm concentration, count, and motility. A central example is the Mediterranean-style eating pattern, which appears in the book as a practical model because it prioritizes vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes, fish, nuts, and healthy fats. The significance of this approach is that it moves beyond isolated supplements or fad diets and instead focuses on a sustainable dietary framework. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of overall eating patterns that support reproductive health, not quick fixes. This gives the book credibility and makes it useful for men who want concrete steps grounded in research rather than speculation. It also helps bridge the gap between scientific findings and daily food choices. Thirdly, lifestyle habits that can influence sperm quality. In addition to food choices, the book highlights the broader lifestyle factors that may affect fertility. This is important because male reproductive health is shaped by more than nutrient intake alone. Sleep, exercise, body weight, alcohol use, smoking, and other daily behaviors can all interact with sperm health. The book presents lifestyle modification as a realistic part of preconception care, not as an optional add-on. Its value lies in showing that fertility improvement often depends on cumulative habits rather than a single intervention. By focusing on behavior that men can actually adjust, the guide makes reproductive health feel actionable. The underlying logic is that sperm development and hormonal balance are sensitive to the body's overall environment, so changes in routine may support better outcomes over time. This makes the book especially practical for readers who want to understand how general health habits connect to conception readiness. Fourthly, a practical translation of science into everyday guidance. Another defining feature of the book is its accessibility. Although it is grounded in scientific literature, the presentation is designed for readers who may not have a medical or nutrition background. That matters because fertility information is often fragmented, highly technical, or tied to internet myths. Manneker's professional background as a registered dietitian allows her to turn research findings into straightforward guidance that readers can realistically follow. The book does not appear to rely on complex theory or dense academic argumentation. Instead, it aims to help readers understand what the research suggests and how to apply it in ordinary life. This translation from evidence to practice is one of the book's strongest contributions. It makes the material useful not only for individuals trying to conceive, but also for clinicians, counselors, and health educators who need a concise, credible reference for patient conversations. In that sense, the book serves as a practical tool rather than a purely informational overview. Lastly, why the book fills a gap in fertility literature. The book stands out because it addresses a topic that is still underrepresented in consumer health, publishing male-focused fertility nutrition. Most fertility books and resources have historically concentrated on women, leaving men with far fewer tailored options. Manicure's Guide fills this gap by offering a compact, specialized resource dedicated to the male side of conception. Its niche is especially relevant for couples who want both partners to participate in preconception planning with accurate information rather than assumptions. The book's narrower scope is actually one of its strengths because it allows for focused guidance instead of a broad but shallow treatment of fertility in general. As a result, readers looking specifically for male reproductive health advice are more likely to find the book directly relevant than they would in a general fertility or diet manual. This specialization, combined with its evidence-based style, gives it a clear position within the health and nutrition category. In conclusion, Fueling Male Fertility is best suited for men trying to conceive, couples who want a more balanced understanding of fertility, and health professionals who counsel patients on preconception nutrition. Its main benefit is practical clarity. It explains how diet and lifestyle may influence male fertility without drifting into hype, miracle claims, or overly technical language. Readers can use it to identify realistic changes in eating patterns and daily habits that align with current evidence on sperm health. The book is especially valuable because it addresses a genuine gap in the fertility literature, where male-focused resources are far less common than female-oriented ones. Compared with broader fertility books, it is more targeted and more useful for readers specifically interested in the male contribution to conception. Compared with general nutrition books, it is more specialized, tying everyday health choices to reproductive outcomes in a focused and credible way. The combination of niche focus, research grounding, and accessible presentation is what makes it stand out. If you would like to support Lauren Manicure MS, RD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.